It's been 6 years since Britain's Princess Diana died, but the chatter about her life and death persists. Princess Diana's butler, Paul Burrell, has just written his second book about her, titled A Royal Duty. Many people have slammed Burrell for what they see as cashing in on the lingering public obsession with the princess. He spoke with Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates about the book and began by explaining that he's not interested in taking shots at the royals or at his critics.
I had to make sure this was not revenge or anything like that. I would have written the book anyway, because the truth had to be corrected. The fact is, so many people have told lies over the years, so it's important for me, for the princess's sake, to put that memory and that historical record in its proper perspective.
On the other hand, Diana's children, the princes William and Harry, say that this book is what they call a cold and overt betrayal, and they seem to be very angry with you for having shared lots of their mother's lives.
Yeah.
How do you answer them?
Well, I'm very sorry and saddened by that, you know, because I love those boys. And that statement was rather hurtful, because all I ever wanted to do was to write a loving tribute. And I will stand by this, because I'm very proud of it, and I think that, you know, anyone that loved the princess will love it. I want to see the boys.
Isn't that a little naive, though, to think that you know, they're now young adults at this point?
Yes, but you see, they haven't read the book. They haven't. They've seen sensational headlines in in tabloid papers. Mm-hmm. They've seen the anti-press misrepresenting me in the same way that they misrepresented their mother. So, and also, don't forget, they have this powerful Buckingham Palace press machine behind them, pushing them in a certain direction and telling them to do things in a certain way. So they're confused, and they're saying things which, actually, I'd rather them waited and seen the full project, the full work, and then judged it. But William has said he wants to see me, and I'm very happy to go and see him. I want to go and see him. I want to sit there with him man to man. I want to say to him, you know, William, I want to tell you about all the wonderful things I did with your mother, all the people we saw, all the things we did when you were away at school. You know, all the things that I'm the only one that can tell you these things. And many of those things I haven't put in the book.
But what if he just says, Paul, I want you to stop talking about it. I don't want it in the newspapers. I don't want people, you know, chatting about it over tea. I just want it to die down and I can live our lives.
Yeah, well, he has to understand that his mother is an icon. She is a phenomena that is not going to go away. And if the truth is not said by those who know best, it'll be said by those people that make it up, or the anti-Diana Brigade will get their way.
You had quite a rough patch a couple of years ago when you were accused of spiriting away some of Diana's things after she died. That turned, as you mentioned, into a very sensational court case.
It was a very nasty time.
Yes. Even when you felt accused, though, or at least not protected by the royal family, in the correspondence that you have back and forth in the book with Prince Charles and a couple of other people in the royal family, you still remained deferential, polite, never angry. Why?
And fiercely loyal, because I am fiercely loyal to the Queen. The Queen, William and Harry, and the Princess have nothing to fear from me, because they have my loyalty. It's important to remember, you know, that I went through those 2 years without any help. I did ask for help. I wrote to William and Harry. They were stopped from responding. You know, William wanted to, but was told not to. My solicitors wrote to the Queen to try and explain this whole mess. It should not have gone as far as it went. But in that process, it dragged me through a very unhappy time.
If there's one misconception about Diana that you'd like to correct for once and for all, what would it be?
Only one? Can't I have 10?
Give me your top two,
top
then.
Top two. That she always loved Prince Charles, and they were not at war. And those boys are born of a very loving union. Now, I'd want someone close to my mother to tell me that. The fact is, when the princess died, in her apartments there were over 20 framed photographs of the Prince of Wales. Now, that's not a woman that hated her ex-husband. I'm just trying to say to you that, you know, this woman was very forgiving, and she had a very good relationship with her husband at the end of her life.
Paul Burrell is author of A Royal Duty. He spoke to us from our Los Angeles studios. Mr. Burrell, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And that interview from Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.